Hey, hell yeah, hell yeah, hell yeah, and hell yeah. Hey, sur la radio Vinny Times, le Classic Rock Radio, nous avons Chris Taylor en direct du groupe Kicking Valentina qui nous appelle, je crois, du côté de la Géorgie aux États-Unis. Hi Chris, how are you?
I'm good, man. How are you doing?
Yes, fine. Welcome tonight on Tune Fallen Rocks on Vinyl Times Classic Rock Radio. You are on the live show, okay?
Yes.
Okay. Yes, great. Okay, first question, please, Chris, can you introduce the band, please?
Yeah, I'm Chris. I play bass, and I'm here with Heber, guitar player, mm-hmm. and Jimmy Burdine, our drummer.
Ok, donc comme vous l'avez dit, hein, donc il vient d'introduire le groupe sur la radio Vinny Times, le Classic Rock Radio. Donc, alors pour vous présenter un petit peu le groupe Kicking Valentina, il nous vient tout droit donc de Géorgie. C'est un groupe qui se situe entre les Guns N' Roses, Motley Crue, Rat, enfin tous ces Zodiac Mindwarp un petit peu, en tout cas dans l'esprit. C'est donc l'esprit hard rock glam US en tout cas. Donc là, il vient juste donc de présenter le groupe, c'est-à-dire il y a Chris Taylor à la basse, il y a Jimmy Burdine à la batterie, il y a Herbert Pampillon, ouais, quel nom, à la guitare, et bien sûr Dickie Rebel au chant. Chris, next question, please.
Hey, everything you said. Yeah.
What a funny story about the recording of your EP.
A funny story about recording our EP.
Yes. Is it true? Is it true the band were totally drunk? The band were totally drunk for recording?
That has a little part to do with it. I mean, there was some booze involved in that. Yeah, but we landed in Denmark and to do a show, and then at the last minute, when we were, I guess the day before, right?
Day before the show.
The day before, there was some issues with the club, and they had to cancel the show, and then our label got us to hop on another show. But when we were there, had a few days off, and he said, we were signing we're renewing our album, our deal for two more years. Two more albums, I should say. And, he said, let's go in the studio.
Yeah. It's like, you guys are doing nothing but sitting around, and, the guys are just drinking over at the bar, and while you guys are here, let's put you to work, and let's go into the studio and record. And, you know, when we went in, you know, we didn't really know what we were going to do initially with those songs, and, you know, once they were done, you know, he's like, you know what, let's just release this thing as like a limited edition CD and vinyl, and go ahead and get some new music out. So, it was like
We just jumped at the opportunity.
Yeah, absolutely. We have been writing, and, you know, we had a bunch of songs together, and,
and here we are.
Here we are. You know, we went in, and it was very, you know, unexpected, and so, you know, we're happy to have some new stuff out.
Eh ben voilà une belle expérience en tout cas. Le groupe était donc du côté du Danemark et tout, et puis ils ont eu un show annulé comme ça à la dernière minute. Et puis bon, ils ont passé le temps à boire effectivement. Donc ils ont fait une bonne soirée, une bonne fête, quelque chose de bien. Et puis une personne du label est arrivée de chez Mighty Music et puis leur a dit écoutez, ça vous branche d'aller en studio, d'en l'enregistrer? Et les mecs, ils étaient complètement out quoi. Et en fait, ils l'ont fait. Et donc ce qui a donné effectivement ce EP fantastique, le Chaos in Copenhagen en tout cas, le EP à trois titres qui est juste génial. Je vous dis, hein, ça fait quelques jours qu'on vous le passe et dès qu'on l'a reçu, on s'est dit, ouais, avec Olivier, on s'est dit, waouh, ça, c'est juste top. En tout cas, c'est du bon rock'n'roll, c'est du bon hard rock, c'est du bon glam, c'est du bon sleaze, c'est du very good, comme on dit. Et en fait, ils étaient complètement déchirés et ils ont enregistré le truc. Et le résultat, eux, quand ils l'ont écouté après, quand ils ont retrouvé leurs esprits, ils ont été très surpris. Ils ont dit, waouh, ça, c'est génial. Ben voilà, en voilà en tout cas une bonne story, en tout cas pour démarrer la soirée. C'est juste génial. Chris, next question. I love the title. I love the song called Shakedown. It's a really good hard rock with a lot of emotion in the voice of Dickie Rebel, your singer. Very a lot of emotion inside.
Yeah.
And do you think that the emotion is very important for the band inside of the music for to giving heart to the fans, to the crowds?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. When we went in and did Shakedown, in the studio, we hadn't even played it live yet at that point, and it was a song that was was still very new to us. But everything that we do is is just straight. It's energy, it's emotion, and it's the attitude of how the songs are delivered. Going in, we tried to get as much of a live feel and vibe to it as we possibly could.
Ok, et comme il le dit, bien évidemment, hein, dans ma question, j'adore le titre Shaking Down, c'est vraiment du bon hard rock, et avec beaucoup d'émotion, et surtout la voix du chanteur DK Revel. Et comme il dit, c'est une attitude, c'est une bonne vibe qu'on donne au public et tout, et ça, ils le ressentent, c'est juste génial. Eux, ils sont là pour le fun, ils font du rock, et ils aiment ça, et en tout cas, ils se donnent à fond, quoi. Chris, next question. Do you feel that the modern recording technique and technology are taking something away from rock and roll?
Yeah, this is Ever. Listen. Yeah, let me tell you something. You know, now with everything that's computerized, you know, you could cut and paste and do all kinds of little things that you were never able to do before. You know, and I think it takes the grit, the feel, and the emotion out of just, you know, rock and roll. I'm not going to speak about other types of music, but for rock and roll itself, rock and roll needs to be dangerous and a little bit off. Because yeah. We're all off. All rock and roll musicians, yeah. We're a little bit off in one way or another. So I do personally think that technology has taken away from that process.
It's, rock and roll is not made to be perfect either.
Yeah.
You know, rock and roll is supposed to be a little loose and a little, angry. You know, I mean, listen to the first Guns N' Roses record. You know, that album is probably one of the greatest first releases from a rock album that is far from perfect.
Yeah.
Okay.
And, that was Jimmy, by the way.
Yeah. Well, you know, you don't want to. A lot of things have a tendency now to be cleaned up and polished too much, and you know, we like to leave it a little bit, you know, a little rough around the edges as much as we can.
Ok. Allez, pour résumer un peu tout ça, donc j'expliquais dans ma question que est-ce que pensez-vous que les recording sessions aujourd'hui enregistrées du rock and roll notamment, avec l'utilisation de tous les logiciels et tout ce qu'il y a, est-ce que ça commence un petit peu à effacer un peu le côté rock and roll? Eux, ils pensent que oui, mais eux, pour eux, c'est le rock and roll, c'est les quatre musiciens, c'est là une vraie batterie, une vraie guitare, de vrais chants, tout est réel, quoi, tout est enregistré normalement, humainement, et ça, c'est le vrai esprit rock and roll, exactement comme Guns N' Roses l'ont fait avec le Appetite for Destruction, c'est ça. Il y a pas mieux, en tout cas pour eux, c'est juste une c'est le cas de le dire, c'est du bon rock'n'roll enregistré humainement. Ça, là-dessus, c'est très très important. Chris, about press and fans' reactions for the EP called Chaos in Copenhagen. Yeah, what are the reactions of press and fans, of course?
So far, the press has been really good, and fans are really excited that we finally have some new music coming out, and. So, you know, we haven't
gotten all the press yet, you know, but because it hasn't been out really.
Yeah, it's just started. The press has really just started on it. The reviews that we've seen so far have been positive. And, you know, the first single comes out, Sweat, comes out next week. Yeah. And then we will have a video coming out really, really soon. We just shot, shut that on Sunday. Wow. And so we got a new video coming out soon. Yeah. And, but everything that we've been playing live so far, you know, fans have been very
receptive.
Yeah, they like it.
Ok. La presse a bien reçu, bien évidemment, le EP, donc Chaos in Copenhagen. Ils ont été surpris des réactions. C'est juste génial. Les fans aussi, ils reçoivent plein de messages à travers leur page Facebook, en tout cas. Ça, c'est juste génial. What are your feelings about the Bang Your Head Festival show?
Oh, the Bang Your Head Festival show is absolutely amazing. The crew, Horst, the fans, it was just a wonderful experience for Kick and Valentina to be able to go over there and you know, perform in front of such a large audience and get such a good response from everybody, including the festival owners. You know, met a couple of the other bands that liked us too, which was kind of cool, being that those bands that are interested in like chatting with us and hitting us up on Facebook are more metal than rock and roll. So, you know, I feel that we're kind of crossing over a little bit. We're not just so rock. We can hang with some heavier bands and some of the lighter bands, you know. It was just Bang Your Head was wonderful. We'd love to play that festival again. Those festivals in Europe are great.
Yeah, yes. Concernant leur prestation donc au Bang Your Head Festival à Stuttgart, enfin du côté de Stuttgart en Allemagne, oui, ils ont adoré ça. C'était juste génial. Ils ont passé du bon moment. Les réactions étaient superbes. Donc ça, c'est clair, c'est net. Pour eux, c'est un bon festival européen comme ils les aiment. C'est peut-être un des meilleurs, en tout cas pour eux, humainement, parce qu'effectivement, en face, il y a quand même 20 000 personnes. C'est juste génial. Next question. Did you see the Motley Crue's movie All Together, all the band watching the Motley Crue movies, The Dirt?
Yeah, we saw it. We absolutely saw it, man. We're all big Motley Crue fans, so you know, the day it came out, we all sat down and watched it. Yeah, yeah. It was cool.
But even if we weren't Motley Crue fans, any movie that starts with some chick fucking gushing across the room, that's a good movie right there.
Effectivement, donc la question était, est-ce qu'ils ont vu le film de Motley Crue, The Nerd, tous ensemble? Oui, oui, ils l'ont vu, ils ont passé une bonne soirée, ils étaient morts de rire en tout cas. Un peu l'impression d'avoir joué un peu dans le film, comme exactement quoi. So guys, we hope to see you one day in Paris for a tour in France.
We want, yeah.
Yeah, for a good show.
We definitely come and play France, so yes.
Yeah. Okay, okay, okay. Last message for tonight. Do you have a message for the listeners tonight, please?
You know, we want to thank all of our fans and, you know, for
supporting us through all these years.
Yeah, it's you know, we loved them. And, you know, we're our, you know, we have the new EP is up for pre-sale right now, and they can get the information on our Facebook page on how to get it. And it's going to be released on December 6th. And we're going back to Europe next year. And, you know, hopefully we'll have some French dates included in there. We'll see. But, you know, just thank you. And
keep spreading the Kickin' Valentino word. Tell everybody about us. Follow us on Instagram and Twitter. Go to our Facebook page. Share all of our stuff, because at the end of the day, we couldn't do this without our fans. And we love them. They're the best in the world.
And a big thank you to gentlemen like yourself for taking time to get in contact with us and you know, share our story with the masses. We appreciate you.
Yeah, okay, okay, thank you very much. Donc, comme vous l'ont dit, hein, ils vous remercient tous en tout cas, ils remercient tous les gens qui nous écoutent ce soir et tout, donc vous pouvez les rejoindre sur Twitter, sur Instagram, sur Facebook. Donc, je rappelle le groupe Kickin' Valentina du côté de la Géorgie aux États-Unis, juste génial. Donc, je rappelle que ce groupe a un EP qui s'appelle Chaos in Copenhagen, il y a 3 titres, c'est formidable. On va terminer donc sur le titre Easy Rider, tout de suite, le Kickin' Valentina. Thank you very much for calling tonight, it was just awesome and some good rock and roll, and we're going to play Easy Rider from the EP Chaos in Copenhagen, guys?
Yes.
Yeah, thank you very much. Hey, maybe any French words?
Oui. French words?
Bonjour.
Bonjour. Tu vas quoi? That's all I know.
Champagne?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you, guys. Thank you, guys. Easy Rider now from Kickin' Valentina from the EP called Chaos in Copenhagen, 213 Rock. We'll be right back. Hey, sur 213 Rock, sur la radio Mini Times, le Classic Rock Radio, les Kicking Ballantina, le titre Easy Rider from the EP Chaos in Copenhagen sur 213 Rock. Et quelle voix du chanteur, en tout cas Dickie Rebel, c'est juste génial, une voix bluesy rock comme on les aime. On continue toujours en musique avec les Kicking Ballantina, le titre Shakedown sur 213 Rock, Arag Melodica Mahakum, le son rock.
Yeah.
Hell Yeah sur le 113 Rock, sur la radio Mini Times, le Classic Rock Radio, les Kicking Valentina, extrait du EP Le Chaos in Copenhagen avec le titre Shakedown. On continue en musique avec le White Snake, le Will I Never sur le 113 Rock, extrait de l'album Flesh and Blood, avec Melody Camargo. Never known a girl like you.